Hey guys, it's Chloe and I will be your host today. Today I have an eye-opening speech for you by Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. Why is it that a smaller percentage of women take leadership roles in the workplace? Well, Sheryl Sandberg is the first woman to serve on Facebook's board of directors and is reported to be worth $1 billion. And the thing is, even now, certain barriers prevent women from reaching the top of their professions. And these barriers often include sexism, discrimination, and sexual harassment. And then there are also barriers that women create for themselves through internalizing systematic sexism and adhering to gender roles society offers them. The message that Ms. Sandberg has for women is believe in yourself and negotiate for yourself. Own your own success. And Ms. Sandberg has also said that a truly equal world would be one where women ran half our countries and companies and men ran half our homes. Okay, let's take a look at today's sentences. The problem with these stories is that they show what the data shows. Women systematically underestimate their own abilities. If you test men and women and you ask them questions on totally objective criteria like GPAs, men get a rung slightly high, and women get a rung slightly low. The problem with these stories is that they show what the data shows. Women systematically underestimate their own abilities. If you test men and women and you ask them questions on totally objective criteria like GPAs, men get a rung slightly high, and women get a rung slightly low. Now let's take a look at the word data. 这个字也有人念 data. 意思是数据，例如我们现在很常听到的大数据就是 big data，那资料库是 database. For example, you can say some of the data you have here isn't very reliable. The numbers look a little off. 你这里有一些数据不太可靠，数字看起来不太对劲。那搜集数据，你也可以说 collect data. For example, the data was collected over a period of 20 years. 这是20年来搜集的数据。接下来我们来看一下 systematically， 这是副词，意思是系统性的。重音放在第三音节 ，y 发短音 e发 ，而第一个 a 发蝴蝶母音 a，最后的 a 发 e。systematically。For example, the persecution of Jews began systematically as soon as Hitler took power. 对犹太人的系统性迫害在希特勒掌权之后随即进行。那systematically来自于名词system，意思是系统。例如呼吸系统是 respiratory system， 政治体系是 political system. For example, the Bretton Woods system broke down after Nixon announced his new economic policy. 布莱顿森林体系在尼克森公布新经济政策之后瓦解。再来，我们来看一下underestimate，意思是低估，它是under和estimate这两个字的结合。under的发音要特别注意，这个字很常被念成under，要避免念ang这个音，是un，under。 那estimate的第一个e念短母音a，a发长母音a。 Underestimate. For example, I'm late for the meeting because I underestimated the time it'd take to get there. 我开会迟到因为我低估了抵达会议所需要的时间。那underestimate也可以当名词，它当名词的时候后面的mate念短音mit. Underestimate. For example, there are probably 300 people in this classroom, but that might be an underestimate. 这教室有可能有300个人，但这有可能是低估。那underestimate的相反是overestimate，也就是高估。For example, narcissists tend to overestimate their abilities. 自恋的人倾向于高估自己的能力。那再来，我要介绍一下连音。You ask them questions on totally objective criteria. The questions on 这里 questions 后面的 s 发 z 的音。 S 接上后面的 on 念成 zon zon questions on questions on. 那接下来是 objective， 意思是客观的，重音放在第二个音节 ，ob 念 ub ub， 一发短音 e， objective, objective. 它来自于名词 object, 意思是物品。For example, it's important to be objective when doing research. 做研究的时候保持客观很重要。那 objective 也可以当名词，它的意思是目标。For example, tracking your progress is a good way to achieve your objectives. 记录自己的进步是达成目标一个很好的方式。那 objective 的反义词是 subjective, 主观的，来自于名词 subject, 也就是主体。For example, she admitted to making a highly subjective judgment. 她承认自己做了非常主观的评价。那我们最后一个单字是 criteria, 意思是标准。它其实是 criterion 的名词复数。那 criteria 的重音放在第二个音节 ,CRI 发长音 cry,cry,E 发长音 e,criteria,criteria。For example, in Singapore, test results are seen as a major criterion of success in education. 在新加坡，考试成绩是学业成就最重要的标准。Okay, let's take another look at today's sentences. The problem with these stories is that they show what the data shows. Women systematically underestimate their own abilities. If you test men and women and you ask them questions on totally objective criteria like GPAs,Men get it wrong slightly high, and women get it wrong slightly low. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you liked the video. And tune in tomorrow for yet another challenge. I'll see you guys soon. Bye!